From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Michael Hiplin. A man wearing a University of Arkansas engineering t-shirt to a white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia last weekend got quite a bit of attention on social media, and as Ann Kenda with Arkansas Public Media reports, social media can be almost as terrible as real life for the innocent and misidentified.
Doxing is one of those new words that springs from online culture. It means outing someone's identity on social media, usually to get revenge. After the Charlottesville rally, the Twitter account Yes, You're Racist sought to identify the white nationalist ralliers by name. One such torch carrier was wearing a t-shirt that read Arkansas Engineering. When the photo was posted to Twitter, the hunt for his real identity was on. Engineering professor Kyle Quinn, who looks vaguely like the pictured man, depending on who you ask, got wrapped up in the swarm. The school confirmed that it's not him, and that no engineering professor took part in the white nationalist rally. Dr. Holly Kathleen Hall, associate professor of strategic communication at Arkansas State University, says such misidentifications have been a problem long before social media.
And their life may have some drastic ramifications because of that. You think of, for example, Richard Jewell, the Atlanta Park bombing. He was initially identified as a suspect, and it wasn't until months later that they cleared him as a suspect. Well, his life changed dramatically in the interim.
Quinn didn't return a phone call or email, and the university declined to comment on tape for this story. A tweet from UA Chancellor Joseph Steinmetz read, "Diversity and inclusion are U Arkansas values, not this," and he showed the picture. "We value free speech but condemn hatred, violence, and white supremacy." Other commentators said the t-shirt wearer was white supremacist Billy Roper, who likewise bears a slight resemblance. Roper played along for a while, and here's why.
"Because I wanted to buy him some time. I wanted to give an opportunity, if he was able to protect his income, to protect his identity, to protect himself physically. Because if you see the threats that they came at me with, that's exactly how they would have come at him."
Roper received death threats throughout the weekend. On Monday, his Twitter account was suspended. The university hasn't identified the man in the photo, but only that t-shirt links him to the school. His picture has been tweeted out thousands of times. I'm Ann Kenda with Arkansas Public Media.